I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Listening is what's valuable. The next generation of KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman right here on KGO, filling in for Drex. I will be back tomorrow night. And yes, indeed, there is no place I would rather be than right here with you on KGO. By the way, you heard the commercial for C. Crane Company. That was Bob Crane's voice. And I pulled out of my pocket for Karen. I carry my CC radio, my pocket radio, in my pocket so that when I'm walking around, I can listen to KGO wherever I am. So I'm putting in that plug. Bob, if you're listening, I'm happy to do it. All right, let's go to John calling from San Leandro. John, welcome to KGO.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is George.
Oh, George, great. Wonderful, George. Okay. How are you?
Great, great. Listen, John, a third party now is too dangerous because we can get Trump in there. But I still believe, and I think this is a unique viewpoint, I still believe like when baseball was a monopoly, and they had to fight to have players, you know, not be a monopoly. I think that the party system here is a monopoly between the two parties. I think you need antitrust laws to eventually, down the road, use all three parties, allow the third parties to function.
You know, I would not mind seeing a third party. The Republican Party, of course, began as a third party. But I learned a valuable lesson from Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, who ran as an independent. He won the governorship, but the legislature was against him because he was neither a Democrat nor a Republican. So, George, if I were building a third party, I would do what Bernie Sanders is doing, to be very honest with you. Bernie Sanders has announced that he is going to support about 150 national candidates. He's going to go out and campaign for them. And although Bernie Sanders may not, because of his age, be a candidate for president in the future, he wants to build a structure within the Congress where he can push legislation that he believes in. And the only way a third party works, George, in my humble opinion, is to build from the ground up. And that's the way you ultimately build a third party.
But you would you agree, John, that we now have a monopoly of the two parties and you need to stop the monopoly eventually down the road?
The only way you do it is not by legislation, but by building a new party. And building a new party is a very complicated thing. If we had an hour, I would go through the history of third parties. I'd be happy to do it, to point out that there have been possibilities. But, George, I'm glad to hear you say you don't want to throw away your vote. I agree with you. George, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rich calling from Larkspur. Rich, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. It's so great to hear your voice again on KGO. So we really are excited about that.
Thank you very much. So am I.
Yeah. So my girlfriend and I are kind of we're in our 70s and we're in the middle of this whole thing. And basically we looked at Trump for a while and Hillary, and we saw ourselves with a choice between someone who appears to be relatively almost insane versus someone who was trustworthy. So we began to look at Johnson and the third party thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's hard for us to figure out, because of, you know, concerns about Social Security and the and Johnson's party is, you know, got a position that there shouldn't be Social Security eventually and everything. So we're kind of caught up in trying to figure out where to go, where to hang our hat. And so we're truly undecided. And at the last minute, I think we're going to probably end up trying not to throw our vote away and vote for Hillary in this case.
Well, you know what I tell people? Say you don't like either candidate, okay? So I'm going to give you my best advice. The best advice I can give you is vote for the Supreme Court. The next president of the United States will determine the direction of the Supreme Court. I knew Bill Rehnquist very well. Many of you will recall I had him here on my show when he was Chief Justice. He did a special interview with me about his book on impeachment. And Bill Rehnquist, I used to kid him, and I'd say, Bill, how many presidents have you served under? And he would say, I never served under, I always served with. And then I thought, use your fingers, everybody. He was on from 1971 to 2005. So it's Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and Bush. Seven presidents of the United States. Holy cow. So if you are undecided about who you should vote for, the president nominates the candidates for the Supreme Court. If Trump is elected, I'm going to use my right hand. It'll be a right-leaning court. If Clinton is elected, I'm using my left hand. It'd be a left-leaning court. And the question is, who you want. So that's my advice to people who are undecided.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Really appreciate it. Great to hear you on the radio again.
Thank you, sir. I'll be here tomorrow night, and I hope very often in the future. Thanks so much.
Okay, great.
John is calling from Monterey. And, John, they tell me you're voting for Gary Johnson.
Yes, John, I'm glad to hear your voice. You're always the voice of reason.
Thank you, sir.
I voted for Bernie Sanders, and then I took a look at Gary Johnson, and I decided that I think it's the best thing to do as far as the voting. And I don't think I'm throwing away my vote because I just think that both first of all, my lifelong Democrat, I just think that both parties, Democratic and Republican, have pretty much seen it their way that there's not third party doesn't have a chance. So might be a good time to get a foothold in right now, even if Mr. Sanders doesn't make it. I understand that Supreme Court is important, but I just think that I want to do that.
Hey, John, let me ask you a blunt question. Blunt question. Mm-hmm. If there were only two names on the ballot, Clinton and Trump, and you had to choose between the two, and Gary Johnson wasn't there and Jill Stein wasn't there, what would you do?
Clinton.
Yep. And I think, John, that's the reason why she is ahead in the polls. Listen, thanks a million for calling. Delighted to have you participating. Rob, calling from Richmond. Rob, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. You know, I challenge anyone to listen to Trump's speech today from Detroit, the economic speech, and tell me it wasn't thoughtful, sober, pragmatic, full of policy details, and it, especially toward the end, very inspiring, but actually all throughout. Now, I'm a lifelong Democrat, as you know, very passionately for Trump now, and everyone wants him to go presidential, and he said all along, oh, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. Actually, it is for him because he can pivot, and he is kind of a chameleon, can be different kinds of candidates, but he's one package that's going to deliver, and unless you want the corrupt status quo of the duopoly of the two parties that have given us 40 years of decimating the middle class, fine, vote for Schrillery. But I'll tell you, this guy is a great leader, and anyone who did you have a chance to listen today to his speech, John?
I listened to the whole speech beginning to end, and I'll tell you, Rob, I considered coming in here and doing an analysis because there are pros and cons. We should point out Rob has been Donald Trump's most ardent advocate here on KGO, and I appreciate the fact that you feel as strongly. I really am interested, Rob, and we'll try to talk about that in the future. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. I'm up against the clock, so I want to try to fit in at least one more, and that's Lauren from Concord. Lauren, welcome to KGO.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question regarding the Electoral College and how sometimes even the popular vote doesn't win. Could the Electoral College put this guy in because they don't like either candidate?
No, because candidates generally choose electors. When we vote, we don't vote for the candidate. We vote for electors pledged to the candidate. So in the old days, it would say electors pledged to candidate X. So it is highly unlikely because these electors are bound to vote. So I don't think that would happen. We have had four times in American history, 1824, 1876, 1888, and the year 2000, when the popular vote winner was not inaugurated as president. But it is virtually impossible to imagine an Electoral College break. You remember there were some who pleaded with members of the Electoral College to vote for Gore because he'd won the popular vote, and it just didn't work.
Right.
So
that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking, you know, because I, too, I hate to say it, I've been voting for my entire life, and I'm 50-something, and I am absolutely stuck between all of the bad press, between both sides. I keep thinking, are we really stuck with Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, but they're the only two people that can, you know, run the country, and then there's Donald. So,
that's our choice. Listen, I appreciate your call. Fascinating hour, because we've been able to talk about a broad variety of issues in terms of the presidential campaign. I urge people to read the letter from the 50 Republicans opposing him and Susan Collins' letter opposing Donald Trump. And I think it's very important to understand the pros and the cons in this campaign. Now, we're going to move on. I apologize to many of you holding on, but we've got a lot to talk about tonight. There is a bill coming before the California State Legislature. A move law enforcement agencies say would make it more difficult to prosecute pimps. It would end the criminalization of states' minors, young people, for prostitution. When we get back, we're going to talk about that. It's a vital issue, affects us all. I'm John Rothman, in for Drex, right here on KGO 810. This is KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money.